If you have a request or shout out, hit us up live in the studio.
You are now tuned.
So, hello, guys. Welcome back to me just randomly talking to everyone. So, I will take this as a random kind of diary loading moment for myself, because I have moments when I just feel like talking, but I don't have someone to physically talk to. So I will use this as my ranting space. So we can call this the rant. And yeah, welcome to Kure FM, the podcast for you people, where we are all about creating connections. So I want to talk about my journey living in Japan, and how a lot of aspects of my life have changed, or I should say maybe have shifted, because when I was back in Zimbabwe, there are a lot of issues that I never thought of or were brought to life or light, should I say. So yeah, the thing is, I want to start particularly with something that has been on my mind for such a long time. Now that I'm living in Japan, which is predominantly a very Japan-oriented country, there are little to no foreigners. Of course, there are now foreigners now, but the bigger population of Japan, actually 90% of the population is Japanese people, which makes sense because we're in Japan. But the fact that we now have a global village, the world is opening up to opportunities. Japan is kind of still at the, should I say, preliminary stages or the primary stages of adopting this whole global village thing. So when initially the Black Lives Matter whole situation started, like any other situation I had when I was even back in Zimbabwe, whenever there was a racial issue, I could relate with the people because I am Black myself, and I could understand the pain of just being killed because of the color of your skin. But I had no actual experience of the racism, because I come from a predominantly Black country. Like, we do have foreigners, but they do not occupy like positions of power. They do not occupy like spaces that I come in contact with each and every day. So I had no kind of connection with any kind of racism since I was born. I only knew of racism from stories I was told about, from the study of the Zimbabwean liberation struggle, where Black people were suppressed and were put in like different places of power. So when I got to Japan, and like a third eye opened up as soon as you get into another country, because there are issues that come into you come like face to face with. So the fact that I had people looking at me, I expected it because I had studied about coming to Japan, but I did not realize the actual effect of really experiencing it firsthand. So the moment I came to Japan, I became very conscious of the color of my skin, because I had people looking at me. I had people asking to take pictures of me, which was something I had never experienced ever in my life. So naturally, I started moving into like a place of being in a shell, because I was so conscious of myself. I didn't feel comfortable going out because I didn't like the stairs. And that had a very, very, very big impact on my experience as a whole, because I was so conscious of going outside. Of course, I had my friends who are like my co-workers, because my co-workers, we are all like foreigners from different countries, but I was the only Black person in our group. So even when I was out with them, I could still feel like the stares. Of course, they were looking at us as a whole, but there was a special kind of stare at me because I am, you know, chocolate. I got the melanin, you know. So that was the beginning of everything. And then when the whole Black Lives Matter started after the George Floyd killing, there's I don't know, there's a kind of anger, like a seeming anger that just moves into you, because all along, sometimes when you go through some experiences, you're like, ah, it's fine because I am in their country, I am different, I am from a different country, so it's natural that a person would do ABC. But the whole thing brought up this anger that I had never felt ever before in my life, and I was scrutinizing everything that was happening to me, and I don't know what it is, what it was, and till now I don't understand what it is, if that is a realization or my first realization of the fact that there is racism and I cannot keep on living in this kind of I would like to say a fantasy, a bubble version of my reality, which I feel like a lot of people who are living in my home country, we have the luxury of living in that kind of setup because we don't have experiences with these things on a daily basis. But for someone who's experiencing it for the first time, it hits you so hard that you feel so angry at the world, at like, I couldn't even understand myself. And being a Christian, it was such a very contradictory phase for me, because as a Christian, I have to learn to forgive. I have to learn to be loving to people who don't like me and everything. And it's such a contradiction internally that sometimes you feel like you're going to explode. So when this whole Black Lives Matter situation started, my Facebook feed, my Twitter feed, my Instagram was loaded with so many videos that made me sick, that made me sad, that saddened me. And it was such a very difficult time for me. But then I realized that I had to be conscious of the things that were happening in life. It's a given. There is inequality on so many levels. There's inequality on women. There's inequality on different people in society, people of color. It all goes and on and on. And I don't know, I just felt I had to rant because I have been thinking about this for such a long time, but I didn't understand or know how to put it into actual words as to what I was feeling. I think that was my first kind of racial pent up anger coming out. And I don't want to make this, I don't know the right word, but I just want to finally make myself feel like myself again. Like, I don't like being so conscious of myself. One of my friends actually told me that she noticed that I've become very conscious about myself. And it's such a feeling that sucks because you second guess everything that you're doing. You think, oh, maybe I am walking the wrong way. Maybe there's something wrong with my clothes, because there is that second guessing of yourself because of your skin color, which is something you should never feel like. Like, I never wish that on anyone, that they feel that they are not in a welcome space just because of something that is different on them. Yeah. So, yeah, that was me ranting. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you have any thoughts about this, you can leave a message right down below on this podcast. There's a dialogue with a plus message written below it. You can send your voice messages or you can inbox us on our social media pages. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. We are all about creating connections with you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, we love you so much and keep on listening to Kure FM.
If you have a request or shout out, hit us up live in the studio.